Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. Even now, in this very room.
Except Texas. Matt Brown still sucks.
There's the blitz! Touchdown, Lehman! Touchdown, Oklahoma! Williams got him on the blitz! Lehman on the pick!
You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
I hate that guy.
Whoa.
Dave Bartu, we are in the Matrix.
Hey, folks. Dave Bartu here, the College Football Matrix, and welcome to another little quick version of the Matrix Effect. I was sitting here just kind of going through a bunch of the recruiting and talent numbers for each team as I'm going through all the schedules to set EOS and projections and et cetera for the season and also for week one. But I was going through the notes that I had here, and I keep going back to one of the little bubble points about Bob Bowlsby in the Big 12, conference commissioner during the off-season media days, calling out conferences that don't have 9 conference games like himself. And apparently, he seems to think that this is some sort of magic pill that college football scheduling will be more even and better balanced and easier to assess if everybody has 9 conference games. So I was thinking, hey, why don't we do an exercise where the SEC, from a talent coaching size, becomes comparative to the Big 12? Thus justifying the move to 9 games and trying to, equivalate all of these schedules. First and foremost, there's never going to be an equal or even way of scheduling college football. That's just, it's stupid to think so. It is literally impossible with 130 teams and such a broad stratification of income, of talent, of coaching, of location across 130 different schools, let alone just the 66 Power 5 schools, it's impossible to do. So what we're going to do is let's take a look at these two conferences side by side and justify trying to make it even. So let's start with recruiting. Alabama, Georgia, number 1 and number 2 in the country, 4-year moving average coming into this season. But Oklahoma and Texas, both single digits as well. For the SEC, they also have LSU in the top 10. So they have 4 top 10 recruiters, and the Big 12 has 2. So to balance it out, we really need to get rid of 2 of these teams. So Alabama, as the number 1 recruiter, by far the most talented, that's really not fair. So we're taking out Alabama. So Alabama is gone from the SEC. Because, look, folks, if you take all 14 teams in the SEC and just get rid of what's fair, the bottom 4 teams, the bottom 4 recruiters, because remember, the Big 12 only has 10 teams, so we got to get the SEC to 10. You get rid of the bottom 4 recruiters, Vanderbilt, Missouri, Arkansas, and Kentucky. Those aren't part of the SEC. So the first thing is could we get rid of those 4? But then when you take a look at from a recruiting standpoint, the SEC's new worst recruiter would be Michigan or Mississippi State, and they out-recruit the 3rd best recruiter in the entire Big 12, TCU. So from a talent perspective, massive imbalance here. The top 12 recruiters combined between those 20 programs, the SEC has 10 of the 12. So that just, it's not going to work that way. The schedule's too tough to be doing that. Because if that was the case, then, you know, a program like Mississippi State or Ole Miss is going to play 8 conference games, 8 of 9 conference games are against top 20 recruiters. The Big 12 can only say that for 2 teams in the top, 20, 25. So we got to come up with something else. So let's put all 14 teams back on there. And like I said, Alabama's too talented. Okay, so they're out of the new SEC. We just got to break this thing up to make it even. Oklahoma, Georgia, pretty even in talent. Coaching, going to take Grinch and Riley combo over the current one at Georgia. And if you're not good with that, just ask yourself what's scarier to you, Oklahoma staff at Georgia, Georgia staff at Oklahoma, or maybe something that is right now. To me, Lincoln Riley and Grinch, with their potential, with the talent potential at Georgia, that's the scariest thing to me. So Oklahoma coaching edge, Georgia talent edge, I think that's a good number one. That's a good number one for both conferences. LSU, we're going to throw them out as well. Top 10 recruiter, but I think closer to Texas. I think it's Texas and Auburn. Pretty good coaches, I would say, for the career. I mean, Malzahn has done some really high things and really low things. Kind of the same thing can be said at Texas. And the recruiting's pretty even, so I think that balances really well right there. So the SEC now has lost LSU. Now, from Texas all the way down to their number three recruiter, TCU. Now, Gary Patterson is one of the best coaches in the country. I wish Texas had gone after him with both barrels when that job came open. I would have liked to seen him at the upper level of recruiting. But TCU now, in just, what is it, less than 10 years since coming into the Big 12, went from the worst to the third best recruiter in the Big 12. But that still isn't even in the top 25 in the country. So, like I was saying back up here, after Auburn, you have number 11 recruiter in the country, Texas A&M. We have to throw them out. Florida, have to throw them out. Tennessee, throw them out. South Carolina, number 19 in the country this year, throw them out. Ole Miss, throw them out. Michigan State, or Mississippi State, why do I keep saying that? I got Spartans on the brain or something. Anyways, Mississippi State, pretty equal to TCU in recruiting. Mississippi State, a little bit better, but the coaching edge definitely to TCU in that situation. So I think that's a good, those are a good, that's a good number three team from a recruiting coaching standpoint for the SEC to pair with the Big 12. Then Baylor and Kentucky, very, very even in recruiting. I still, the edge in terms of coaching remains to be seen. I think Rule did a great job at Temple. Stoops has done, and they've given him the time to do it. He's been better the last few years. Pretty average to start with, but I think he's done a real good job there. So I think from a coaching standpoint, personally, I'd favor Rule. I'm sure there's a lot of football fans out there saying, no, I'd take Stoops over Rule right now. And that's cool. And you have pretty even talent right there. So there's our number four teams for both programs. OSU, from a recruiting standpoint, matches right up with Arkansas. So you have two massively up-tempo head coaches, recruit nearly the same. Coaching, I give the edge to Gundy, but now we have Arkansas and Oklahoma State, West Virginia, Missouri. I think the potential at West Virginia is, from a coaching standpoint, is higher right now with their new hire, having gotten rid of Holgorsen. Fortunately for them, Houston took him. We'll get that sometime, but that's just crazy stuff. West Virginia, Missouri, pretty even in talent, pretty even in location. Coaching, I'd say a little edge to Odom here in the SEC, but there, right there, there is our number six teams. Now, Iowa State, solid head coach, super, super solid defensive coordinator. They're better than Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt's the worst recruiter in the SEC. And recruits below Iowa State, but there's nowhere else to put it. There's nothing past Vanderbilt, so we're going to pair Iowa State and Vanderbilt. So, and then with the Big 12, you got Texas Tech, you got Kansas State, and Kansas, and they all recruit well below Vanderbilt. So I think with the SEC, we can't add back any of these teams up here that we took out. We can't bring in LSU or Alabama. It's just an unfair balance. We need to, in my opinion, put in like recruiters to Texas Tech, Kansas State, and Kansas. So we took the Gators out. We're going to bring in UCF. Average, their four-year moving average puts them at 65th this year in the country, right there with TC or Texas Tech at 61st. New head coach at Texas Tech. So I think that's a good balance. Then what's going to happen is out of Ohio, going to bring in Cincinnati. Cincinnati and Kansas State, really, really similar. in recruiting. Cincinnati, young program, you know, trying to restart with Fickell. Kansas State trying to restart. I think this is a very good even matchup in the 9-team slot. And last in the 10 slot, you got Kansas, 72nd in the country in recruiting. There's a bunch of teams. I mean, heck, you could even put Marshall in there and say Marshall is as good or better than Kansas to try to balance it out. But we'll just stick with the American Athletic Conference and bring in Memphis. We got rid of the Tennessee Volunteers, replacing them with the Memphis Tigers. Now, in the short term, this looks really balanced. You have Oklahoma and Georgia. You have Texas and Auburn, TCU, Mississippi State, Baylor, Kentucky, Oklahoma State, Arkansas, West Virginia, Missouri, Iowa State, Vanderbilt. Texas Tech is the number 8 slot with Central Florida in the new SEC, Kansas State and Cincinnati, and Kansas in the number 10 slot against the SEC newest member, Memphis. And in this manner, short term, this is going to be an extremely competitive, fairly equal to compare conference. Now, the downside is that Central Florida is going to go from a mid-60s recruiter into a mid-30s recruiter or better. Cincinnati is going to do the same thing, high 60s. Cincinnati is basically going to become Kentucky or better. And then Memphis, who knows where they're going to go? They're in the 70s right now. If you kind of go rule of thumb 30s, they're going to be moving in the 40s. So in about 4 or 5 years, this new SEC, to balance it with the Big 12 with 9 conference games each, the SEC is going to be better than the Big 12, even with these changes. So my note on this is, in conclusion, is unless there's a massive mutiny and huge restructure, Bowlesby just needs to stop talking about it. Because whether the SEC goes to 9 games, it doesn't make it more even. It makes it more uneven. Right now, when you look at it, 2 of the biggest programs benefiting from the rest of the conference and not recruiting well are Oklahoma and Texas. So, you know, that's the Big 12. It's Oklahoma and Texas. And there is no way to put this together to try to make it even. Never thought there would be, but when you go through this exercise, kind of makes you realize Big 12 just isn't very good, and the SEC is just fine leaving themselves with 8 conference games per year. This is Dave Bart to the College Football Matrix. Thank you for joining me.
It is all around us. Even now, in this very room.
Except Texas. Matt Brown still sucks.
There's the blitz! Touchdown, Lehman! Touchdown, Oklahoma! Williams got him on the blitz! Lehman on the pick!
You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
I hate that guy.
Whoa.
Dave Bartu, we are in the Matrix.